welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. In early August, we reported on wood bees getting into tobacco barns, burrowing nesting holes in the tier rails, making them structurally unsafe for crews to try and hang tobacco. Hobby beekeeper Butler County's Jerry Miller read about a solution and has used it for 2 years now.
What I do is I take a 3/8 inch dowel rod and roll brown paper around it and glue it, so make a tube basically, and cut it in sections. I put it in old cereal boxes, and I'll just stack them in there.
He fills a cereal or cracker box with as many tubes as will fit, cuts the tube ends off flush with the edge of the box, and mounts it near any existing holes the bees have already burrowed.
I'll just stick expanding foam up in there and squirt it up in there, and it fills it up, and then they don't go back in there.
He says they'll opt to use the alternative bee house.
They're opportunists. If they can find a place where they don't have to excavate the wood, they'd rather do that.
Instead of making holes in the wood, they'll use the tube house to lay their eggs.
They'll seal the end of it. You can tell when they're done with it. And they'll seal it up, and then you can just move that whole thing, and then the bees that hatch out of there will come back to those every year wherever they're at.
Generally, wood bees do not sting, and they'll permanently adopt the bee house even if it's moved.
They do go back to the cracker box as long as you don't move it somewhere else. Well, actually, once the brood's in there, you can move it, and those bees that come out of there will go back to those cracker boxes later.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
We're the Evans and Butler Poultry Farm in Calhoun, Kentucky. A lot of people don't realize just how big poultry is in Kentucky. It's a $900 million product that has allowed many of us to stay on the family farm. It's important for us to raise the poultry the way we would want to have it raised because we eat it ourselves. We are a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Poultry Federation and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back with Butler County hobby beekeeper Jerry Miller with a solution of alternative housing to stopping would-be damage in barns while saving the bees, which are good pollinators.
I like to just move them away somewhere else, and once they've established in that, they'll keep coming back to wherever you put that. So you still have your pollinators, and you don't hurt the bees. They just seem to love it.
Once they've adopted the alternative tube house, maybe stick them in a nearby tree?
Yeah, you could stick them in a tree as long as you protect them so they don't get wet and fall apart. You'd have to put a little wooden roof or something over them.
So using 3/8-inch dowel rods as a base with brown paper and white glue, make some homemade tubes and fill a cereal box with them. Start planning for next season now.
You need to start early. Like I put mine up in February, and then that way whenever they come, they're there for them to use.
Jerry Miller, solving a problem, saving the pollinators. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.